Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Peak Northwest, an outdoors and travel podcast by The Oregonian and Oregon Live, dedicated to the adventure and exploration of our beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm Jamie Hale.
And I'm Jim Ryan, and together we take you to some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in our region, discussing where to go, what to do, and places to see. And today, Jamie, we are talking about one of the more unique attractions in the state of Oregon, and that is the many covered bridges found around the state.
That's right, Jim. Did you know that Oregon has more covered bridges than any other state in the region?
No, honestly. Well, that's somewhat of a lie because we do script these, and I can see later in the script that we don't script the whole thing. We don't have like a 3,000 word document here that's our whole episode, but we do have kind of a framework, and I can see. So I have to be honest with you, dear listener. I can see that we do have more than anyway. Go for it, Jamie.
Jim, your honesty is appreciated, but a lot of people, I bet, do not know that fact that here in Oregon we have a total of 54 covered bridges, almost all of them nestled into the nooks and crannies of the Willamette Valley, tucked away on back roads or just off some of the highways that run through the state, offering a different kind of attraction for road trippers who are exploring the area. So, Jim, I don't know about you, but there's just something about covered bridges that scream fall to me.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, pack up the old family, load them up in the Subaru Outback, drive on out to the covered bridges, stop and get some like pumpkin something along the way. Maybe even a pumpkin itself along the way. And, you know, the leaves are turning. The nights are getting brisk, if you will. Yeah, it screams fall to me as well. And a uniquely Oregon experience, as we've noted here.
You know, Jim, I don't hear, though, a ton of like excitement in your voice about the covered bridges.
So some background is Jamie had to convince me on the covered bridges here. And I told him that the goal of this episode is to fully convince me that the covered bridges are an attraction worth checking out. And it's not because I don't think covered bridges are cool. It's not because it's not unique and something that Oregon's known for. I'm just, you know, you gotta, you know, jazz me up a little bit on covered bridges. So this is, consider all of this, you know, a homework assignment, if you will, to make me be like, you know what, I'm going to go out of my way to go check these out.
Yeah. Okay. I really feel like I can step up to this challenge here.
I'm here for it.
Well, I mean, look, Oregon is a place where we have a lot of these really spectacular natural attractions. I mean, this is a place of volcanoes and towering waterfalls and this amazing, stunning Pacific Ocean coastline. So we're used to these really awesome attractions and, you know, comparatively, covered bridges may seem a little dull, a little like less exciting. You know, it's not like you're going whitewater rafting. You're driving to see a covered bridge in a small forest, perhaps. But there's something that's romantic about the covered bridge for me. And maybe this is, you know, has something to do with my upbringing in my adolescence in the suburbs of Philadelphia out there in the Pennsylvania farmlands, where, you know, you go through a covered bridge and you can maybe hear a horse coming the other way and its hooves are, you know, clopping on the inside and echoing through all of that old wood. And you just think about all the people that walk through this bridge in the past and just kind of being there in the dark of that bridge at the little windows out to the creeks, seeing the fall color outside. There's something that's just so romantic about that. And I think there's something that, because it's so not like this stereotypical Oregon experience, that draws me to it more. You know, I'm like, what is the deal with Oregon's covered bridges? Because this is like, I don't know, like it feels like a New Hampshire thing or a Pennsylvania thing. But what's up with these bridges that are all over the place in Oregon? And as an Oregonian who wants to explore and understand every facet of this wonderful state, mm-hmm. you can't ignore the covered bridges. They're everywhere, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, I would like to just note, that was a lovely monologue. It put me in a place. you're winning me over a little bit already. The clomping hooves of the horse coming the other way. The people honking their horns because they need to feel the echo. It's there, you know, it's there for anyone who's driven out US 26, you know, from Portland knows the sensation. But anyway, Jamie, you're winning me over, but we're not quite there yet. So the way to do this, if you will, you can, of course, stumble upon any of these 54 covered bridges and have kind of a cool moment checking it out, driving through, admiring from a distance. But these are situated as such where, you know, hey, you can swing together a pretty good covered bridge road trip if that strikes your fancy.
Yeah. So, you know, a few years ago, Jim, I wrote a story about, you know, Oregon's 54 covered bridges, pictures of them all, where to see them. And I put together a map of all of these covered bridges in Oregon. And once you look at them organized in this way, you can see that there's little districts, little areas in Oregon where there are clusters of covered bridges. So you can see, you know, five or six or so in just, you know, a really small area. And I think if you want to see the covered bridges, if you're maybe, especially if you're new to this, that's the way to go. Go somewhere where you can see a bunch of different ones all in a short period of time. So looking just at this map I have here, there's some really obvious clusters that pop up here. And kind of going from south to north, the first one that really shows up to me that's really clear is right around the town of Cottage Grove, which is just mm-hmm. south of Eugene. Jim, have you spent much time in Cottage Grove at all?
As a matter of fact, Jamie, I have. And this is my my lone kind of distinct going out of my way to do a covered bridge thing. I once rode the 36-mile Covered Bridges Scenic Bikeway, which is one of Oregon's, I just said, scenic bikeways. This is a gorgeous route around Cottage Grove. Does a big, nice loop around a lake. And Jamie, it's in the name, Covered Bridges.
Yeah, you know, Cottage Grove is one of these places where, you know, if you're into like local Oregon history, this is just a really cool spot to go check out. You know, aside from sort of the natural beauty of this part, this place in the Southern Willamette Valley, you have all these murals and local history museums. It was a filming location for parts of Animal House, Stand By Me, other movies like that. And Jim, Cottage Grove is known as the covered bridge capital of the West, with six covered bridges that are right nestled around the city. So, I mean, really starting off a covered bridge road trip, you can't get any better than the covered bridge capital.
A cute town as well. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily always use the word cute.
Not your word?
Perhaps. I don't know. I think it fits for Cottage Grove. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the quaint downtown area. Some local restaurants, some, you know, walkable sidewalk area, you know, fits what I would say is solidly cute. Yeah. And Jamie, before we go any farther, I should say, clearly I am in the minority here with the amount of perhaps I'm not overly jazzed about covered bridges from the get-go, because the map you referenced, you know, people are going to go check out covered bridges, whatnot. 273,217 views on that map. I'm looking right now. So people clearly care about this and are very interested in checking it out. So yeah. That, of course, bolsters, the reason why we're doing a full podcast episode about this, despite my hesitancy. People care. Cottage Grove, like you said, probably the best place to start.
Yeah. You know, and look, we're kind of in this weird point right now where the pandemic is ongoing and it's still a little weird to go out to, you know, restaurants and to towns and stuff like this, you know, and maybe you're looking just for a fall road trip, and doing a covered bridge tour is a perfect fall road trip. You stay in your car, see some stuff. And what I like about how the covered bridges are situated around Cottage Grove specifically is that there's a pair of them that are right there in town. And then just as you go off out toward the Cascade Mountains to the east, you can see a couple more that are just off the main drag there, the main highway, and one that's just a little bit farther out of town on the other side of Dirina Lake. This is kind of par for the course when you're looking at covered bridges in the Willamette Valley. You have some that are kind of closer to the population centers, and then some that are found along the highway as you're going out toward the Cascade Mountains, past a lot of those reservoirs, those man-made lakes that are out there in the foothills of the Cascades. So that's kind of the experience you're looking at, is starting off in these small towns and then just going off down these highways and just branching off into smaller back roads and looking for these little covered bridges. So it's kind of fun in that way too, where it's kind of like a little bit of a scavenger hunt. You know, bring this map or bring a checklist and you can check them off, you know, and see just the different styles of architecture in them. Ones that maybe have some windows cut out of the side, some that are red, some that are white. I think they're usually only either red or white. it's like classic covered bridge colors for whatever reason. You know, and it's kind of a fun little trip in that way. So, like I said, Cottage Grove, great way to start. But Jim, if you're looking for another cluster of covered bridges, head just a little bit farther north to Eugene and branch out to the southeast from there along Oregon 58, and you will find another cluster of covered bridges right there just out of town.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about, you know, going out in search of these covered bridges or really any kind of roadside attraction or hot spring or something like that is it's going to take you to places of the state that maybe you weren't specifically motivated to go check out before. And that's super cool. You know, some of these bridges are what I would consider extremely quaint. You know, I'm looking right now at the Cannon Street covered bridge southeast of Eugene. I mean, it is small. It is one car in this bridge at a time. Lengthwise, very tiny place. Others a bit bigger, a bit more majestic, if you will. And it's, you know, when otherwise would you be specifically motivated to go drive southeast of Eugene, Jamie?
Exactly. You know, Jim, I mean, there's so many little back roads off here in the Willamette Valley that we would never go to. So yeah, why not have a good excuse to go check out a part of the state that like we would never otherwise have any excuse to go check out, unless you live out there or have, you know someone who lives out there. You're not going to take these little back roads.
Totally. I think that's one of the best things about this. And Jamie, I have to say, I'm looking at some of these covered bridges, some of the photos east, southeast Eugene, and they are very pretty and kept up well. Some of these looking majestic, if you will. You can sense the hesitancy in my voice. You're winning me over just a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, I know that these names aren't going to mean much to people who don't already know a lot about the covered bridges, but I mean, we're talking places, you know, Pengra covered bridge and Unity covered bridge and Cannon Street covered bridge and Lowell covered bridge. I mean, there's just all kinds of these bridges that are out there, situated over creeks or by lakes, you know, just all over the place.
So we've got, of course, the clusters near Cottage Grove, east, southeast of Eugene. Also, Jamie, the Scio area is a hot spot, so I hear.
Yeah, weirdly, you know, I feel like I don't hear the word Scio and hot spot very often. It is just a very, very small community out there. But there are, let's see, discounting here, 6 covered bridges in that area. So for those who are not familiar, this is just east of Albany, which those of you who are not familiar is just south of Salem. So we're looking basically at southeast of Salem. At just all little small towns there, Staten, Sublimity, Scio, Jordan. I mean, there's just, you know, not a ton in that area in terms of like big name attractions. But there are all of these covered bridges. They're cute and they're, interesting to look at and just the variations. I mean, you're tempted to say like, well, you've seen one covered bridge, you've seen them all. But once you start getting into like the specifics of the covered bridge architecture, I think that's where it gets really interesting of seeing like, how did they build this one? What were the little flourishes they put in that one? And that kind of level of specificity is not for everyone. But I think it's a really cool way to make this trip a little bit more interesting and a little bit more diverse, you know, getting to know each of these individual bridges and you can pick and choose your favorites. You know, which I love the idea of like having like, you know, what is your favorite covered bridge in Oregon? Like mm-hmm. a super hyper specific traveler knowledge. I love that idea.
I mean, we are a state, a people, a region that fancies our bridges, right? Mm-hmm. We just do. It would not be an uncommon question to ask someone and then have a spirited debate about what your favorite Portland bridge is,
oh, yeah.
let's say. I feel like as someone who's being won over here, you need to make an active choice to lean into this. If we're going to go mm-hmm. on a covered bridge road trip, you must lean into the details. You know, the color of the water the creek is going over, the way the windows are cut, the way the roof is structured, you know, all of those little things that kind of set each individual bridge apart. All of that said, Jamie, we are going to talk some more about covered bridges in a couple other areas of the state right after a short break. All right, folks, we are back talking about and convincing me to appreciate Oregon's covered bridges. And Jamie, we've talked about, of course, lots of options east of Eugene, in the Cottage Grove and Scio areas. But we have 54 of these bridges, so they're not just limited to those necks of the woods, if you will.
There is definitely, I would say, a region, a covered bridge yeah. region of Oregon. And if you exclude the one that is in Portland, you are basically looking at, you know, the Willamette Valley, foothills of the Cascades, and the Coast Range, that little sort of narrow strip going down, centered around, you know, Corvallis, Eugene, Roseburg, Grants Pass, that area, just sort of the middle and mm-hmm. south of the Willamette Valley is where you're going to find these covered bridges primarily. And Jim, what I love about this area too, is that there's so much else to do in this area. So, I mean, if you're talking about heading into the foothills of the Cascades from, say, Eugene or from Corvallis, you're going up there into a lot of these reservoirs up there that are great for boating or paddling. You're up there finding hot springs. A lot of those are along those same highways. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to just do a covered bridge road trip. You can do covered bridges in addition to seeing some of these other really cool natural attractions that are in the same area.
Definitely so. I mean, we've done a whole podcast episode before dedicated to going out and seeking hot springs. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, man, but some like crisp fall morning, crisp fall evening, plus hot springs, plus a little road trip, maybe a good meal. That sounds like a recipe for a pretty good day.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, going out there to Cougar Hot Springs, you can just pop off the highway real close and check out the Belknap Covered Bridge while you're at it. I mean, these are all options. You know, hey, you're headed out to, say, the Dexter Reservoir. Hey, why don't you check out both the Lowell Covered Bridge and the Cannon Street Covered Bridge that are right there while you're at it. There is so much to do that is sort of, you know, maybe your primary attraction, but tossing on a couple covered bridges, if you're interested in seeing them, is a really easy way to do that too.
Yeah. So I'd encourage folks, you know, we'll link to this in the show notes, but check out this map that Jamie made of the covered bridges of Oregon, all 54 of them, scattered, of course, largely throughout the Willamette Valley, but some elsewhere as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, the next time you're headed over to Corvallis, why don't you, you know, just pop over and make sure you check out the Irish Bend Covered Bridge. Or,
yeah,
you know, if you will, look at me becoming a salesman for the bridges here as if they need to be sold. You know, you're driving down I-5, you know, you're going past Sutherland. Just a quick detour to the Rochester Covered Bridge. It wouldn't be that hard, if you will, if you're looking to go stretch your legs. Say you're not going to do a road trip just dedicated to this by itself. It's not very hard to pull off the side of the road and go check some of these out.
You know, Jim, I was doing a story on all the attractions of Oregon 18 on the way out to the coast earlier this year. And one of those attractions just off the highway is the Drift Creek Covered Bridge. There's a little sign that says, hey, turn right here to find the bridge. Not a lot of signs after that. But eventually, you know, you drive up the road just a little way and you see this really lovely red covered bridge. I think it was really kind of cloudy afternoon. It was kind of towards dusk, so it was just kind of dark and quiet. And it was just so nice to be in there and seeing something a little bit different than we're used to seeing when we're popping off the road. You know, there's something I like that's so innocent about the covered bridge, right? It's one of these innocent attractions. Like I want to almost get like my Ned Flanders on when I'm at a covered bridge, right? Just like this sweet, beautiful, innocent joy about something that is so humble and simple. You know what I mean? There's just something about that that is just so beautiful and perfect. And I think especially once we get into the fall, that's going to be, I think, my last selling point here is a fall color with the covered bridges is just a beautiful image. So the trees are changing. The leaves are yellow and orange and red hanging over this trickling creek somewhere off in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. And you've got just this beautiful covered bridge spanning that creek. And what a sweet, beautiful image that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. A good chance to work on your photography skills as well, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting item, you know.
Bring your tripod.
Bring your tripod, you know, maybe be able to slow it down a little bit to capture some of the rushing water. You've sold me on this.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to, I'll be completely honest, go out and be like, I'm going to dedicate a weekend to covered bridges. But if I'm looking for a stopping point, you know, a place to rest my legs, place to have a little lunch, something like that on an Oregon road trip, you would not have to twist my arm too hard to be like, you know, let's drive an additional 15 minutes off the freeway to go check out a covered bridge here or there.
Awesome, Jim. Bring the map, stop off at one, start checking them off your list. And before you know it, you're going to be an expert on Oregon's covered bridges.
Then I'm going to be singing the praises, Jim. So you got to love it. And folks, until next time here on the show, you can watch our videos on the Oregonians YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram at Peak Northwest and view all of our travel and outdoors coverage on OregonLive.com/travel. Please leave us a rating or review if you enjoy the show. And if you want to support this podcast and our local journalism, please consider a subscription to Oregon Live. You can find details, of course, at OregonLive.com/pod support. This episode of the show was produced by me, Jim Ryan, alongside Jamie Hale and Andrew Thien.
Stay safe and happy travels, everyone. Until next time, we leave you with this 10 seconds of Zen.